So I've got a really great trick for you today that is going to instantly increase your ability to be dominant and sort of confident, seeming confident in a conversation face-to-face with a woman or anybody really in general. This is something that I have sort of stumbled upon through putting a couple pieces of psychology together and then thinking about it and figuring that it would probably work and then trying it out and having really great success with it. And I've taught it for about 6 years now. And it is something that doesn't come up very often, but it is one of those powerful things that I know that has sort of jump-started me a lot. And it was an instant fix that didn't take any effort at all. It just, you know, was one tiny tweak in the way that I talk to women that allowed me to come across as being dominant and confident without having to, you know, think too much about it. So I think one of the biggest problems that I had, me personally, whenever I first started, whenever I was younger, just in general, before I knew any of the stuff that I know now, is that I would talk to a woman and I would have a really hard time thinking about where I should focus, where I should look, essentially. We want to look places, but we can't always look places. So I would look around and I would go, well, I don't know. I just kind of looked at one eye, then another one maybe. And then so when I felt any kind of pressure, I would look away for a minute and look back. And it really didn't give that kind of dominance, that confidence that I really wanted to portray to a woman that I just met and was attracted to. Probably because I wasn't a very dominant guy at all, and I didn't really believe that that was possible in the first place. So as I started studying, I realized a few things. One is that when we look in different directions, we access different parts of our brain. This is called eye accessing cues. And eye accessing cues have been used for lie detection by the government for a very long time, but also through neurolinguistic programming, and therapists use it as well to detect certain emotional associations with different words or thoughts and phrases, things like this, in their different patients. And so, you know, when I got a hold of this technology, I started applying it to women because that makes complete sense. And it gave me a really powerful way to sort of read women's minds, allowed me to look beyond what they were telling me just verbally for the first time and really see with pretty good accuracy that they were either lying about something or that they were hiding something from me, usually hiding some emotion that they didn't know was okay to experience or express in the first place. So what it really did is it allowed me to sort of allow women around me to express who they truly are. And this was amazing because they gave me a foot in the door into their minds in the beginning, and they sort of opened up immediately and stopped sort of bullshitting me. And a lot of women will kind of, you know, they're looking for a guy who can, you know, see their, call them out on their bullshit, essentially. A lot of women are looking for this, especially very, very attractive women. They don't like guys who can't tell whenever they're, you know, bullshitting them. Not that they lie all the time, but, you know, they have some certain barriers that they have up. And, you know, whenever guys can't tell that they're lying, they automatically dismiss the guy. They kind of feel like that guy's not really good enough for them, or it's too easy to trick. You know, it's not very attractive quality. It's not something that they want you to get mad about. It's just that they want you to be able to tell whenever they're getting in their own way so you can help them. So essentially, I started studying it for that and applying that same concept of eye accessing cues. And I came across that with, you know, I ran into this idea of, well, I don't really know where to look. So I sort of combined the idea of eye accessing cues with where to look whenever you're talking to a woman and came up with some really amazing, really simple but extremely amazing concept and technique that allows me to sort of show powerful confidence and dominance when I'm speaking to a woman. So essentially, I've heard this all over the board, taught both ways. We have some neurolinguistic programming instructors that will teach you that if you look to your left, you're accessing your logical brain, and look to your right, you're accessing your creative brain. And sort of logical meaning memory, recall kind of thing. And then some will teach you the exact opposite, that if you look to your left, you're accessing your creative brain, and to the right, you're accessing your recall. I didn't know which one was true, so I just tested it thousands and thousands of times. And it seems as though the one that worked the best for me is to assume that their left was their creative brain, and the right was recall. Meaning that if I look to my left, I'm thinking of something that I haven't thought of yet. I'm creating something in my mind. And I look to my right, I'm pulling up a memory that has already happened that I'm trying to recall. essentially. So that's what I've found. I would say test it yourself. But since I've found an overwhelming majority of people who fall into the category of left is creative and their right is memory, then I've used that concept into where to look and sort of integrated it into where to look and built this next tip that I'm going to tell you now. So essentially, if you know that looking into someone's left eye, this eye, so your right, my left, right, when you're looking at me, it would be the eye on your right hand side. If you know that looking into their left eye versus looking into their right eye produces a different result, which eye do you look into? Now, traditionally, the sort of soul-gazing eye is supposed to be someone's right eye. This is not something I typically do. Usually, I look into someone's left eye. Now, why? Because your eyes are associated with the opposing hemisphere of your brain, meaning that your left eye is sort of attached to or associated with your right brain, and your right eye is attached to or associated with your left brain. And your left brain is your logical brain, and your right brain is your creative brain. That's sort of where your emotions live as well. Now, when I'm speaking to a woman, I don't want to appeal to her logical brain. That's not what I want. I don't want all of her logical social barriers that she's got up and the things that she's learned to not reveal herself with or to look out for or things like that over time. I don't want any of that stuff to be in the conversation, sort of coming up in the conversation and triggering any kind of logical barriers that she has. Instead, I want her to be attracted. Attraction is an emotion. It's something that she can't stop. It just happens from the inside out. And I want her to feel that attraction. So I'm not going to want to speak to her right eye. I'm not going to be wanting to look at her right eye when I'm talking to her. Instead, it's going to be much more beneficial for me to look into her left eye. So I did that, and I started doing that years and years ago when I first learned this, and I've been teaching it for about 6 years. And it's such a tiny little tweak. If you just look into her left eye while you're speaking, two things will happen. One is that you'll have a place to look. You won't be looking all over the place trying to find, you know, where you should focus. A lot of guys look, you know, don't know which eye to look at, so they just kind of like, you know, look over here, then look over here, and then keep going back and forth. And it comes across almost like you're triangulating, almost like you're getting ready to be seductive, which at the right time will work. But before that, if you want to convey dominance, power, confidence, and control, and self-control, and also abundance, that you have lots and lots of options as far as women go, then you want to look into her left eye. So here's essentially what happens. It's not that her left eye necessarily is, if you had to cover one eye, that you would only be creative, versus if you cover the other eye, you'd only be have memory or recall or logical. There have been studies on this, by the way, and it does seem to affect the way people operate. You know, if you cover your right eye, you tend to be a little bit more creative. Left-handed people are sort of noted as being more creative, and that's sort of attributed to, I don't think this has ever been a conclusive study, but attributed to the idea that they're using their left arm a lot, and it's stimulating their left periphery often as well. So there's lots of, you know, different thought processes that go into this, but ultimately, it's not necessarily the left eye that is the creative part of your brain. It's your left peripheral, your left sort of vision over here. For me is my left, and for you it would be over here, of course, off to your left. And essentially, what we do is, as we stimulate our periphery over here on our left sides, then our creative brain is being stimulated. So if I'm talking to somebody and they're sitting to my left, which is your right now, it's going to be easier for me to be creative and emotional around this person, and harder for me to be logical. Because as you know, as your emotional brain heightens, your logical brain deadens. And so it's going to be harder for me. The more emotional that I am, the more emotionally active and emotionally stimulated that I am, the harder it is for me to be logically stimulated. And that's very, very important, because when you're emotional with someone, that's whenever you're allowed to be attracted. If you're logical, you cannot be attracted and logical at the same time, because your emotional brain is not heightened and attraction is an emotion. So you want to make sure that you appeal to their emotional brain, their sort of creative brain. And the way that I would say to do that is to sit to their left when you're talking to them, or stand to their left, and sort of so your right shoulder is closer to their left shoulder. So your right shoulder should be closer to them than your left shoulder is, just in general. And it should probably be closer to their left eye. That's sort of the side that you want to be on. So ultimately, I would focus on, when you're talking to a woman, focus on her left eye. You know, it'll be the eye on your right, so this eye, as you're looking at me. Focus on your left eye as you're talking. Don't look anywhere else until you get into rapport. And as soon as you get into rapport, you're allowed to sort of go back and forth from one eye to another and sort of gauge that, because you're going to be transitioning into seduction from there. So allow yourself to stare, sort of focus and fixate on one eye. Don't meander with your eyes wandering everywhere. And you'll see much better results, not just with women, but with people in general. People will feel a lot more compelled to open up and tell you things they wouldn't normally tell you, and you'll have a lot more power, creative power, over your interactions. So try that out, and let me know how it goes. Go ahead and comment and tell me what you think, and I look forward to hearing what you have to say about it. Take care, and I still use this today, to this day, with all my interactions. So very, very powerful concept that I teach everyone. And I've never found that I outgrow or stop using. It's very, very comfortable and very confident, confidence creating process. So try it out and tell me what you think.